Wednesday evenings means we speak to the delightful Sarah Booker, who is the digital editor at the Worthing Herald. Good evening, Sarah.
Good evening, Simon. I like delightful.
Yes, of course. Yes. Now, on the front page this week, you've got a man who was on our breakfast programme this morning, Peter Nee from Findon, who has a fascinating story to tell.
Such an amazing story. He's 56 and he's known since he was 10 that he was adopted. And last week, he finally met his birth mother, but not in a normal way, as you might expect through agency channels and so on, but by appealing on Greek radio while he was on holiday.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's fantastic, and it's such a harrowing story in certain ways, but it's just wonderful that after so many years they've been reunited, and they're going back over to Kos, where she lives, in October, and yes, he's found he's got 60 relatives in Greece.
Wow.
Having grown up in Findon.
Well, that's his holiday sorted for the rest of his life, isn't it?
Really? I expect so. Not a bad place to go, really.
And you've got a picture of him on the front page this week.
We have a picture of him on the front page with his mum, and then inside we've got a picture of him holding his parents' wedding photograph.
Lovely.
Which is quite lovely as well. So it's a good story.
Now, speaking of foreign climes and islands in the Med and all that, exotic wildlife seems to be taking hold in Sussex, apparently.
Yes, we had weird plants last week, and this week we've got wasp spiders. The wasp spider was brought into the office, so there was a bit of a scrabble in the newsroom as to who wasn't going downstairs to have a look at it. But it does turn out wasp spiders are actually harmless, even though that they bite. Tara Whelan, who lives in Worthing, she's got a whole bunch of them in her back garden and was quite concerned, because when you see something that's yellow and black, you automatically think poisonous, and she's got young children and she was quite concerned. So brought it into us. Great story. Quite scary, but we've done the research, and the wasp spiders are quite harmless, but they do belong in Mediterranean climes, and it's the milder winters that have had them take hold in Sussex.
Gosh, the things you learn.
Yes, and we wouldn't really think we've had a hot summer and a mild winter after this year, but hey.
No. And this week, the Herald is starting the final push for nominations in the Community Stars Award.
Yes, there's just 2 weeks left. We've been running the nominations since April, and we've had hundreds of nominations come in. And we've got 4 pages worth featuring in this week's paper, and a nomination form to get a few more in. What we're really looking for is a few more Charities of the Year, because we've got a few in, but we know there are so many charities out there that really deserve some recognition. It doesn't matter how big or how small. In fact, probably the small ones could do with the extra publicity, and we'd like to give that to them.
Yeah,
so if you know a charity that needs a bit of extra publicity and deserves an award, do let us know. And we're also looking for some Children of Courage as well. There are, all through the year, we run stories about some amazing children, and there must be more than the ones that we cover. And so, yes, we want to know. But this week we're featuring some wonderful people. We have our health hero, who's a lady called Doreen McQueen, and she works at the Victoria Road Surgery in Durrington. And she's just been described as someone who goes the extra mile, and she's a receptionist. So it can be anybody, anyone who you think is your hero. Nominate them now. You've got until the 30th of September.
Jolly good. And can we do that on your brand spanking new website? Is it launched yet?
That launches next week.
Oh, why are you talking to me? You haven't got time.
Yeah, it is quite scary, but
brilliant.
Weird things have happened now. I've had cryptic messages that are very technical that say things are working, so
right.
It's just a case of it rolling out now.
Oh, good luck with that. We'll talk
Thank
more about
you.
That next week. And well done. The Worthing Herald's out tomorrow morning, and the prize?
45p.
My favourite article, by the way, in the Worthing Herald every single week is written by somebody called Lauren, who, quite frankly, is just wonderful. Where did you get her from? I like her.
Lauren started off as one of our school reporters. Her dad is a journalist, and she was at Davison School in Worthing.
Right.
And so she was writing when she was 15, but her dad used to have to come in because she was under 16, and there's all CAB checks and all that. And then we had student reporters from Worthing College, and she was part of that. And she's actually a grown-up with a proper job now, working for, I think it's Channel 4 Food website.
Oh, okay.
But she still writes for us, and she is, I love her, she's fabulous.
Her article on the Wags last week was just hilarious. I love her very much. Have a good week, Sarah.
Thank you.
Good luck with the website.
Thank you. Bye.
That's Sarah Booker from the Worthing Herald. She is the digital editor, no less.